from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Jeremy Siegel. Dr. Robert Colonico practically bleeds blue and gold. He grew up on UC Berkeley's campus. He went to college there, and for the past 28 years, he served as director of the school's marching band. This week, Colonico announced that he plans to step down from his position in June. So I sat down with him in his office to talk about his time at Berkeley.
Dr. Bob Colonico, thanks so much for talking with KQED today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for thinking of me and making the time.
So after 28 years directing Cal's bands here, you must have some pretty amazing memories. Can you just tell me one that you would say is your favorite?
I would have to say with the marching band performing on the Great Wall of at the Great Wall of China.
Wow. And I've heard that you grew up in the Bay Area, actually in Berkeley specifically. So you essentially bleed blue and gold, huh?
You know, a lot of students say, Bob, the first three letters of your last name kind of say it all, C-A-L. So there it is. My dad did grad school here, and my mom was an undergrad, and that's where they met. And back in the day, they would tell us, you can apply anywhere you want, but you're going to Cal.
And I know you were a student here at Berkeley. I believe your first marching band performance must have been in the early 70s. Can you tell me a little bit about your first time playing with the Cal band?
Yes, my brother was a sophomore here at the time. It was my first year in 1972. And there's an explosion that goes off at pregame, and my brother didn't say a word about it. And I marched right over that spot right before the bomb went off, and I must have jumped 6 feet in the air. But he never told me until it actually happened, and I found him on the sideline and go, you didn't tell me? He goes, well, of course I didn't. So,
Now, a big part of your position here is not just conducting the bands, but it's also teaching students. Can you just tell me a little bit about your experience with students here at Berkeley?
Well, they are incredible on every level, just as people and then as musicians and students, and they're just a joy to be around. With the marching band, it's student leadership. There's five students who run the band and every aspect of it, and I'm maybe institutional memory, guider, if you will, mentor at times, and they chart the course of the band, and we do this every year, so a new set of officers were just elected, and here we go again.
And now I was a student here at Berkeley not too long ago, and I've seen firsthand just the amazing sense of community with Cal's band. When you watch them perform, you're seeing that they love every second of it. Can you just tell me a little bit about the culture and how it's evolved over the past few years?
Well, that is one of the things I talk to, you know, potential students about. Find your community, whatever it is. If it's going to be working on the newspaper or if it's going to be a fraternity sorority or whatever it is, it makes a place like this a lot smaller. And it's just so strange that I've been here all these years and I can walk across campus and there isn't one time I've not seen a student that I teach or either in the band or in the wind ensemble or something. It's just uncanny. It does make a community within a very large one.
And now you've been all over the world with these bands, had many performances. Is there one specific instance that you can pinpoint as the moment you were most proud as director of Cal's bands?
I think being asked to be in Super Bowl 50, that when you talk about America and media and exposure, you know, doing a recording session with Will Champion, the drummer of Coldplay, and he was as kind as could be to my students. And I mean, that whole experience. And there was also a memorandum we had to not tell anyone that we were selected. So this all occurred in late December, and then the performance wasn't until the second week of February. So for 6 weeks, my students didn't say a word, and they were warned, if you do, they may pull you from the show. So I think that the whole picture, that whole Super Bowl 50 experience in 2016 is probably way up there.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for talking with KQED today.
A pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Robert Colonico, Director of Bands at UC Berkeley. For more local coverage, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jeremy Siegel, KQED News.